She had a fierce temper and an ugly mouth on her. That day we waited for the bullet and then I chickened out wasn't the only time she ever yelled at me and then swatted me. But I loved her in spite of it. Partly even because of it. I loved her when she hit me as much as when she kissed me. Do you understand that? Me either. And that's all right. I don't think you can sum up lives or explain families. And we were a family, she and I. The smallest family there is. A shared secret. If you had asked, I would have said I'd do anything for her. And now that was exactly what I was being asked to do. I was being asked to die for her. To die in her place. Even though she had lived half her life, probably a lot more. I had hardly begun mine.
What say, Al? George Staub asked. Time's wasting.
I can't decide something like that, I said hoarsely. The moon sailed above the road, swift and brilliant. It's not fair to ask me.
I know, and believe me, that's what they all say.
Then he lowered his voice. But I gotta tell you something. If you don't decide, by the time we get back to the first house lights, I'll have to take you both. He frowned, then brightened again as if remembering there was good news as well as bad. You could ride together in the back seat if I took you both. Talk over old times, there's that.
Ride to where?
He didn't reply. Perhaps he didn't know. The trees blurred by like black ink. The headlights rushed and the road rolled. I was 21. I wasn't a virgin, but I'd only been with a girl once, and I'd been drunk and couldn't remember much of what it had been like. There were 1,000 places I wanted to go. Los Angeles, Tahiti, maybe Luckenbach, Texas, and 1,000 things I wanted to do. My mother was 48, and that was old, goddammit. Mrs. McCurdy wouldn't say so, but Mrs. McCurdy was old herself. My mother had done right by me, worked all those long hours and taken care of me. But had I chosen her life for her? Asked to be born and then demanded that she live for me? She was 48. I was 21. I had, as they said, my whole life before me. But was that the way you judged? How did you decide a thing like this? How could you decide a thing like this?
The woods bolting by. The moon looking down like a bright and deadly eye.
You better hurry up, man, George Staub said. We're running out of wilderness.
I opened my mouth and tried to speak. Nothing came out but an arid sigh.
Here, got just the thing, he said, and reached behind him.
His shirt pulled up again, and I got another look, I could have done without it, at the stitched black line on his belly. Were there still guts behind that line, or just packing soaked in chemicals? When he brought his hand back, he had a can of beer in it. One of those he'd bought at the State Line store on his last ride, presumably.
I know how it is, he said. Stress gets you dry in the mouth. Here.
He handed me the can. I took it, pulled the ring tab, and drank deeply. The taste of the beer going down was cold and bitter. I've never had a beer since. I just can't drink it. I can barely stand to watch the commercials on TV. Ahead of us in the blowing dark, a yellow light glimmered.
Hurry up, Al. Gotta speed it up. That's the first house, right at the top of this hill. If you got something to say to me, you better say it now.
The light disappeared, then came back again. Only now it was several lights. They were windows. Behind them were ordinary people doing ordinary things. Watching TV, feeding the cat, maybe beating off in the bathroom.